5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go, go, go.
Welcome to Jibber Jabber.
Fighting off all the shit.
Raw and unfiltered, covering the hottest headlines.
I'm in my zone.
Music.
You know I'm undefeated.
Video games.
Mission accomplished.
Social media.
Do it for the gram.
And sports.
For free.
It's Jibber Jabber with Jason and Jason.
All right, there we go.
Guys, it's Jibber Jabber, first episode here, and it's Jason Hernandez here, J Money, whatever you want to call me, it's all good. I don't even give a shit. First of all, we have some crazy shit going on. This podcast is just basically built off of fucking just letting it go, meaning we're not trying to impress anyone. We're not trying to create any political backlash. We're simply just trying to inform you how fucking franking beans this country that we live in is. Anyway, first of all, your franking beans host is me, Jason Hernandez. Otherwise, J Money. And always with me, always my confidant, is going to be JW, also known as J Watson, Jason Watson. What's going on, Jay?
Well, damn, Jay, it only took, what, 3 or 4 years and 400 miles, but we finally got this podcast up and running, huh?
Yeah, right. I mean, let me tell you something about that. Last time we did it, that was a fucking problem. I mean, Oregon Trail was a thing, right?
Exactly.
Who cares? Anyway, Jay, you know, I'm so happy to finally do this. You know why? Because we got all these fucking people talking about what they know was best for the country when, hey, my guy, hey, you pretty handsome dude. We've been essential workers for this whole fucking thing.
The whole time.
It is a little ridiculous that the fact that, like, you know, Amazon gets, I mean, I get it. Bezos is going to throw fucking commercials at us no matter what we do. And out advertise us because that's what they do. But like, hey, Amazon, real quick, guy, real quick, you fucking stupid motherfucker that let your wife walk away with half her money. Let me talk to you about something. How many stimulus checks, Jay? How many stimulus checks has Amazon delivered this year?
Zero. That's a flat zero.
That's a big fact. That's a big stat of the day. And that's been the stat of the fucking year. And you know the fucking thing about that is like, what we do is so underappreciated. It's like, hey, listen, bitch, I don't want to have to fucking walk your mail to the fucking, you know, but you don't want to walk your, you know, to the fucking, you know what I mean? And you know means the post office.
Exactly.
And you know what the fact of the matter is, the best thing that we can do is just absorb the fact that all these motherfuckers are dumb. Like FedEx is out walking around here driving around like, it's like, bitch, first of all, you drive on the other side of the fucking road and you ain't got a union, guy. What you doing? I mean, Gary, are we protected? Very little. Anyways, to get off that, yeah, we're a couple mailmen that just decided that we fucking hate being mailmen. So we want a little bit more. I mean, Jay's got a fucking superstar fucking daughter. If she just kept her mind, she fucking hit home runs. But, you know, we also, in Lake Forest, there's dangers, dude. There's dangers. We avoided one of our peers fucking trying to do it. Jay, what the fuck was that all about? Can you tell me about Craig Thomas?
Oh my god, dude. I every time I talk about that guy, it just makes me more and more upset. Like, that guy just gave everyone a bad name that delivers mail.
Exactly right. And like, you know what I said? When I first met him, he was a whatever dude, kind of creepy. But like I said, dude, unless your dog Holiday or fucking Billy the Kid, if you have a bandana wrapped around your neck with a bow tie, heads at the front of your, where your Adam's apple's at, dude, you're
something's
weird.
Going on.
You're fucking, hey, dude, you're a fucking $3 bill. Someone fucking You went to get fucking change, and God said, here's a $3 bill where you can never get it back. And the fact of the matter is, I mean, I could talk all the shit I want. I could. But I shook his hand how many goddamn times? How the fuck was I supposed to know? But you know what, Jay? The fact of the matter is, you worked at the Postal Service long enough. Yeah, now. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know.
There's going to be strange people at every job.
There's going to be strange people. I mean, we got a guy that we call Time Bomb because you never fucking know. And who's my best friend? Time Bomb. Anyway, so besides that shit, we're going to talk about something that's really going to be get serious. Black Lives Matter. I mean, we really got a question like, how many years have you watched the NFL to be like, yeah, Black Lives Matter? You kidding me? I mean, think about it this way. You want to watch a bunch of fucking white dudes go, you ain't going to try to watch that shit, dude. I mean, fucking basketball sucked. Baseball sucked. Fucking all that shit sucked until got bigger dicks in it, dude.
Hey, okay. So, hey, okay. Question. On, we all agree Black Lives Matter, right? But are some people taking it too far? Like, for example, L'Oreal, you know, the makeup brand.
Yeah.
They are going to remove any words that say whitening, lightening, fairness from all of their skin products. Like, is that going too far?
It's like, L'Oreal, eat dick, dude. Like, hey, what the fuck are you trying to get in our culture of values? Like, seriously, like, L'Oreal? Dude, you're French. You can't even get yourself out of your own fucking wars, dude. Don't come over here and try to tell us. Listen, guy, I'm going to tell you the honest truth. Anyone that eats snails, out of here, dude. Don't give a fuck. And the fact of the matter is, L'Oreal, we gotta listen to you, motherfuckers. Listen, you've been painting up bitches to fucking act different for our whole life. You've been disguising girls for our whole life. You've been discovering what they really are. You've been hiding what they mean.
Yes, lies. Their whole all fucking lies.
Life, and now all of a sudden you all wanna expose some real shit? Fact of the matter is, let me tell you something right now, dude. L'Oreal can suck my fucking whatever, you know what I mean, dude? Okay, fact of the matter is, we have all these companies and corporations, right, coming out with this whole fucking apology, and like Andrew, the great Andrew Schultz says, you know, it's funny that you come out with it after we already established a fact, but like, here's the fucking thing. You fucking hang out with any got people of like a fucking ethnicity at all? They fucking, dude, they want your Pringles fucking covered with sauce. They want that shit, dude. And the fact of the matter is, I do too.
Yeah, because they're freaking delicious.
They're delicious. And the fact of the matter is, dude, are you kidding me? You think that I wear around J's thinking that I look like a cool fucking white guy? I mean, you think I'm fucking walking around thinking of Jerry's side? No, guy. I'm walking around this thinking I'm thinking, Jay, I could fucking paint my hair whatever color and walk around in these Jordans getting Carmen Electra. You understand me? I think I'm fucking D. Rodman, bro, getting rebounds. And that's the bitch's job at Baltimore. Is getting rebounds? Getting everyone fucking clean up? That's just a bitch ass job. I don't care who you say. That black guy got a fucking fight for his rights right off the bat. I mean, you get fucking dog. If you get the fucking championship for getting rebounds, dog, that's like you for fucking getting pussy awards for fucking assisting homies. You know what I mean? This shit don't exist, dog.
Wingman of the year. Wingman of the year, right there.
Anyway, I've been doing this fucking stupid ass shit. Talking all this shit for so long, and it's just finally that we put it into something, right?
This episode has been years in the making.
Years in the making of me just talking all this shit, right? Like, I'm dating an Asian girl. My girlfriend said to me, do you want to hear what she said to me? She goes, Oh, babe, I was in the Asian store and they didn't have any Clamato. But because I'm in an Asian store. And I said, babe, you're Asian. You could be like, I'm with a group of Asians and they ain't got michelada mix. I can't be the Mexican dude saying that.
You can't say it. She can say it.
But I will. I'll fucking say it. You know why? You know why I'll say it, Jay? You know why I'll fucking just go off the hinges sometimes? It's because, like, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what the fuck I look like. I got one of those faces that people just want to say, what's the fuck up? They want to be like, hey, my mail was misdelivered the other day. And I'm like, nah, I wasn't. And the dad comes up to me like he gonna say something. It's like, hey, dog, it's Tuesday in the noontime. Why the fuck you home? Bitch, get up in your house. And then
everybody's home.
Hey, you know what's great, though? You know what's great, Jay? Is that I wake up every morning knowing someone's gonna give me shit and knowing I'm gonna give them that shit. Like,
right?
Back. Hey, you want your change? Oh, here we go. I got a funny story to tell you real quick before we go to these news real quick. Jay, I have this guy that comes out every day, and I've delivered to him for, I mean, whatever. He comes out every day. He's a 44-year-old man, whatever. Hey, do your thing, shoddy. But he comes out every day and explains to me his goddamn case. He's like, oh, I got to take care of my parents. He's like, motherfucker, you know who I am? I see your bills going here. If you want to live with mommy and daddy, it's all good, dude. You're Italian. Live here.
Don't lie about it.
Fact of the matter is, hey, homeboy, let me tell you something right now, you fucking bald-headed motherfucker, if you're listening to this, just kidding. But if you are, don't interrupt me. You know what I mean? Like, think about people like, Jay, you've had this done. Like, you're walking your fucking walk, and then someone comes up to me, and they're like, hey, can I get the mail for halfway down the street?
Oh, yeah, that's a no, automatic.
And you're like, yeah, no problem. That's like a fucking bartender be like making all these drinks, and some fucking fool comes up like, hey, let me get that Shirley Temple real quick. Throw on the fucking low with a little bit of vodka. And you're like, hey! Bro, you just get yelled at. And the fact of the matter is, Jay, I'm sick of motherfucking people acting like these Amazon fucking motherfuckers are real dudes. I asked this Amazon guy the other day, I asked him, hey, dog, how much you getting paid? $17. I almost threw up, dog.
I haven't made $17 an hour in like 15 years.
Hey, let me tell you right now, I'm fucking... Hey, black, white, yellow, green, purple, don't matter. Money's money, bitch. Like, why the fuck you working for this bitch ass company? But, fact of the matter is... People are working right now because they have no other option. No other option. But I'm going to tell you right now, the option that people do have, Jay, I'm going to tell you the real fucking brass tacks. Shit switched from what's essential to what's fucking critical. And what right now is critical is all these people would rather sit there and take a country in which they hate right now, which I feel is unifying somehow. They're taking their money, right? And still dissing it, but taking this free money while my bitch ass is walking 11.7 miles before I get my ass home. Right? But they're getting free money and everyone wants to complain about how fucking terrible this is. Let me tell you right now, go to Iraq and ask, go to any of this motherfuckers and ask for, hey, dog, I'm out there doing nothing. And you guys rebuild your own shit, but hey, let me get that
800 a week.
Let me get that 800 real quick. Fact of the matter is, I've never seen so much unemployment in my life, and like you guys act, and a lot of people that I know, they all act like I'm just sitting here fucking being fucking zealous about it, or I'm stuck. You think I want to be fucking working while you guys are all sitting at home? I mean, what the fuck are you guys talking about? You guys out of your fucking mind? I'm the latest, Jay. I'm not lazy. I work hard, right? But I'm lazy. How long have you been trying to get this podcast for?
God damn.
Goddamn is right. Goddamn is time, dude.
Yeah.
Nowadays, goddamn is time, Jay. Anyways, that's I'm going to shut the fuck up for a second, but I'm going to tell you guys right now. This shit ain't going to get better until it gets a lot worse. And what the fucking problem is, you guys thought the worst was already happening, but like all these people that bunkered down, listen to this. Coca-Cola got a fucking $100 million bailout. Meanwhile, people that invested in Cola, which is myself, ain't getting shit or dick in return. And the government says that's strictly based off because people work for Cola. But bitch, we invest in Cola. The people, not the people working for it. They're trying to get out of that motherfucker. But what am I going to say? Yeah. Because next thing you know, this has become real political. And the last thing anyone's going to hear is a fucking half Franks and Beans guy talking about fucking politics. But I'm going to tell you right now, we got a lot of good news coming on. Jay, can you take it over for me? Because I can fucking take a sip of water.
All right, Jay. Look, on the note with the whole coronavirus thing, you know, Trump came out a few weeks ago talking about, hey, maybe we should start ingesting some kind of cleaning agent, right?
Yeah.
So I'm scrolling through my news feed this morning, and I see a news story come across my desk.
What's that?
People decided to drink hand sanitizer. Now, three of them are dead, and the other three are in critical condition. Like, who thinks that drinking hand sanitizer is a good idea?
Well, let me tell you, dude. If I need to be honest with you, die. Go ahead and die. You know why?
Yeah. Natural selection.
No, it's not even natural selection. It's like, dude, like, okay, first of all, I smell vodka and I smell hand sanitizer. I could be a fool. I could fall. Uh-oh. All right, here she comes. Oh, shit, babe. I'm sorry. Oh, shit.
Dropping the ball.
Babe, I'm sorry. Anyway. Yikes. I mean, when the weather comes in heavy, so there's a couple of clouds coming in over Los Angeles. That's right. No, but here's my biggest thing. All right, guys. People start drinking sanitizer. What's the difference between seltzer water? So if we got to start laying some people down, it's not actually that bad of an idea. But hey, those Franks and Bean people that fell fucking rest to it, hey, rest in peace, and hopefully you got a good fucking service at your shit. What's the next one, dude?
All right, so it looks like The Simpsons is going to be canceled, and here is why.
What?
Okay, listen. It says, moving forward, The Simpsons will no longer have white actors voice non-white characters. So I don't know of any yellow people in this world. So who's going to do the voices now?
Jay, keeping it all clean, you're right. I don't know any yellow people on my own.
I watch
a lot of Korean shows. Let me tell you. No, anyway. No, okay. Simpsons are getting canceled. Now we're just overcorrecting, dude.
Right? They're not really getting canceled. But the story says that they're not going to have any white actors do non-white characters. They're all non-white characters. It's a freaking TV show.
Come on, dude. I mean, like, seriously? Look at... can we just all go back to the time when Al Bundy was Al Bundy? Right? And, like, he was able to just whip his dick wherever he wanted.
Shouldn't it be, like, the best person for the job?
Who's the best person for the job anymore? I mean, like, honestly, like, you have all these big famous names dropping out of something, and it's like, who's up? Me? Yeah, let me go fucking. I mean, they already got rid of Apu. I mean, what could you do now? The thing about this overcorrection is like, okay, what the fuck are you whining about? I mean, don't we have bigger problems? Don't we have bigger fucking mice to sweep up?
Yeah, then the characters on the freaking TV show. Like, come on, people.
Absolutely. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, I had a fucking run in real quick. But anyways, keep going, Jay.
All right. So how hard up are you to go to a concert right now? Like, just to get out of the house and go do something fun?
Honestly, when they said the word priest. Anyway, keep going about going to concerts. I mean, it's what it is.
All right. So apparently Garth Brooks is doing a bunch of these drive-in concerts where people, you know, go to the old drive-in movie theaters and watch his concert in their car. Like that.
In their car?
That doesn't sound like too much. Yeah, in their car. Like, how much fun? Like, basically, you're listening to the radio.
Yeah, it's like, okay, first of all, guy, what are you doing? First of all, there's, like, real shit going on. You want more people to gather around and fucking watch your shitty-ass music?
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, the people that love country, okay, are we getting to a point where we're black? Can we get to a point where Black Lives Matter abolishes that? I mean...
country music?
Yeah, I mean, like, is there any which way? I mean, that's predominantly white, and then let me tell you, it's predominantly fucking south of being smart. Let me fucking tell you, they're right in the fucking ballpark. What else is going on in this fucking...
All right. So there's a bar... Okay. If you knew you were going to get coronavirus going to this particular bar, would you go or would you just stay home?
Well, let me tell you, the first thing is I moved into an apartment complex knowing that I have a bunch of fajoli. Just kidding. No, yeah, I fucking moved into an apartment right. complex that is questionable on the restrictions for it. So to be honest with you, can you re-ask the question?
Okay. There's a bar in Michigan that is basically just like running rampant with coronavirus to the point where they've had 85 positive tests in the last month alone. So now finally Michigan is stepping up to close them down until they can clean up. But like no one knows that this place, you just like walk in and catch the coronavirus. Like it doesn't make sense to me why you would go out.
Yeah, of course. Like, of course, this statement comes out from a place like Michigan where no one is like gonna really fact check it because it's like who cares about Michigan.
Yeah, for real.
So it's like, all right, you have 85% of tests, but you have like 85% of the fucking races are in your state. So it's like who cares about what you're saying? I mean, have you guys ever fucking Michigan? Come on. Fact of the matter, Michigan needs to just quit it already. I mean, they brought Harbaugh back, right? For fucking, what did he do? He's about to jump back into the fucking NFL bracket. I mean, the fact that we're talking about Michigan is pretty good for them, though, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But 85% is like 85% of your people.
No, not 95%. They've had 85 people come through their place in the last month and catch coronavirus. Just from the one bar.
Oh, so they got swimmers.
Yeah.
Well, oh, what are we going to do, dude? I live in L.A. I mean, we got swimmers all day long, guy. I mean, like, hey, oh, you're... Whatever, dude. I mean, that's just old news. Like, Michigan, if you ain't already gone, what are we talking about? What's the next one?
All right, so... What is the most expensive sex you've ever had?
Shit, I'm paying for it right now. Have you ever paid for Uber ice cream at Trader Joe's?
Oh, anything in Trader Joe's is expensive.
Well, yeah. I mean, have you ever been to the Trader Joe's and still like, let me tell you.
Good guy. That's like double the price.
Yeah. But so, no, I mean, have I ever paid for sex?
The reason I'm asking. Okay.
Go ahead.
Because... There's a South Korean soccer team that decided to put sex dolls in the stands for fans.
And how much for tickets again in this goddamn stadium? I mean, are you able to get BJs while you're watching, or what's going on?
They claimed they were mannequins, but they were clearly... No. You know, because there can't be fans right now.
Yeah.
So they filled the stadium with sex dolls.
Okay, so what, they just filled the stadium with like, hey, we're dumber than you fucking dolls? I mean,
we don't give
a fuck. If you have fucking people in your stands, it doesn't matter because we're not watching Warren Sapp chase down Doug Flutie. I mean, who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? At the end of the day, who cares fucking who's chasing down him? You know what I mean? Like, we've been chasing the guy in North Korea forever. So, I mean, like, what the fuck matters? Chase him down if you want.
It's just like, of all things, to put in the stands. So anyways, they were fined $100 million because of the, I guess, the crudeness of it. I don't even know. Like, it makes sense to me.
Well, how come they weren't canceled? Those fucking sex dolls have a union, probably.
The Me Too movement.
It's like, okay, dude, we got the sickness, and we got a dumb fucking Franks and Bean fucking president, but you know, you got sex dolls in your crowd.
Can't get
Let's hope they don't get a mind of their own, because they're going to understand that you ain't got no dicks, and they're going to come to the States trying to get that. Bing, you know me. So what's good, and what's the last one we're going to talk about for today?
All right. So the last one for today. Apparently, people hate wearing these face masks, right? Even though, you know, we're supposed to be having to wear them, to the point where people are now making fake cards from the Department of Justice stating that I am exempt from any ordinance requiring face mask usage in public, wearing a face mask, geez, I can't even talk right now, wearing a face mask possesses a mental or physical risk to me. Under the Americans with Disabilities Act, I'm not required to disclose my condition to you. People are making these fake cards to like whip them out and say, hey, I don't have to wear a mask in your store.
Just brush your teeth! You hate the fucking mask because you can't smell your own shit. Brush your teeth!
That's probably why they don't want to wear it. You gotta smell their own nasty breath all day.
What are we doing? What are we arguing about here, dude? Like, you don't want to wear a mask because you fucking, seriously, you're not much of a fucking idiot. You'll wash your hands because you want to clean people's germs off you, but you won't wear a mask because you don't want to keep your germs off of someone. Brush your teeth, dude! You hate wearing the mask because you drink your sip of Starbucks and fucking, you know, and you drink your sip of vodka and orange juice or whatever the fuck these bitches drink in the morning during Housewives, and they just fucking brush your teeth. You don't want to wear the mask because what, girl, people are going to idolize you off your fucking eyes and your hair? Well, bitch, what do you fucking take that much time to do your hair for in the first place? This is a real good thing for you.
So that goes back to the
no one's looking at your jaw, bitch. And if people aren't looking at your jaw, we're looking if you don't got no hair on it. Cause I gotta check if a guy got the hair on his jaw. You never know, dog. You be kissing some fucking random fools in the way.
It is Pride Month, Jay.
It is Pride Month, and all these fools. Okay, here's the fuck. Can I just say something real quick? Fuck all these guys wearing stockings, dude. Like, I get it. Like, but what the fuck, dog? Your girlfriend's wearing baggier jeans, and you now you're wearing stockings? You're wearing stockings at the gym, and everyone's like, what the fuck happened to sweatpants?
There's dude wearing tights at the gym right now?
I'm not at the gym, but I'm just saying, like, if people were at the gym, they're wearing sweatpants. They're wearing these fucking tight-ass shit. And it's like, dude, fact of the matter is, like, this whole world is getting so desensitized to what we think is real and what we think is funny. Y'all are fucking funny to laugh at. Everyone. This whole Black Matters thing is funny because it's like, we want Black Lives Matter, but we're blowing off fireworks and shit where black lives can't sleep.
No one
can sleep. I mean, Black Lives gotta get to fucking work too. You know what I mean? Like, I work at a post office where I went from Irvine working with fucking a bunch of roly-poly whiteys to work in the fucking, I mean, my shit looks like you walked into a fucking you know, Earth, Wind, and fucking Air concert or whatever the fuck, dog. It's diverse and it's beautiful and I love it. But all these motherfuckers, I feel like they're proving something, breaking down windows and shit. It's like, nah, you're keeping us up. We gotta go to bed, boy.
Yeah, let us. Some of us are still working right now.
There's some of us that are still trying to make some money to get these Black communities popping. And all these motherfuckers act like they're doing something. It's like, no one wants to hear it from you, dude, because you ain't even in it, bro. No one's in it. The only people that are in it is if your skin is black. And if your skin is black and you got fucking tormented for these years, my boy, that shit is fucked up and you should not call for it. But if you're white walking around fucking in 2 weeks before this pandemic burst and you fucking were at Yogurt Land fucking living it up, the fuck you talking about? But I'll tell you this much, Jay. I'm going to tell you this right now to wrap up this jibber jabber. Fact of the matter is, if we want to fucking fix anything, we got to realize that this whole structure is fucked up. Because if you think about it, I knew a guy, and you knew a guy, named Sergeant Carl Wilson. When they get back from fucking, that was the first boots down in Fallujah. When they get back from this shit, they don't get health benefits. These people that fucking spared their lives, they don't get nothing. Nothing. But you know what we get? We get one chance to voice our opinion. One chance to not cloud all this shit with what you believe in or what fucking your little personal vendetta versus the government can do. This is for our brothers and sisters who I've worked along, who just want to be left the fuck alone. They get to work and just live in peaceful harmony without us fucking trying to take it over with our personal problems. Listen, my mom is white, which is pretty much like being a Native American. She got her shit stolen from her. She didn't know what the fuck was going on, but came here and appreciated that. Although she took the scrutiny, she lived with it. But if she had to live with it for 50 to 60 to 100 to 150 to 200 goddamn years, I would not be singing the same tune. We got to get better. And Jay, I feel like you know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, Jay. Us as a people, we just need to, you know, for me, I've grown up with all kinds of friends.
I have black friends. Black friends.
No, I don't see how these people can look at another human being like that. I hate them because they have a different skin tone.
Here's the thing, though, Jay. You grow up on a playground. You grow up with it doesn't matter.
Sports is like the greatest lesson for life. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And the thing is, I learned from that is like, I wanted to run with the black guys. Because I ran faster, just like if you're a wild horse, you want to run with these boys. You don't want to be fucking standing around, you know, being just another number. But what happened is our culture got lost and our culture is gone. The only thing that I know how to do during these horse times is this joke, man. I have great friends that are all ethnicities. And they're all beautiful people. The only thing that I know to get on from this is to just let our inhibitions go and fucking realize that the only way this culture gets better is if it gets worse and it gets better. I mean, fuck, dude, how many teams have had to fucking sacrifice their great seasons to cut it short and get better the next year? I mean, we're talking about the Golden State Warriors. Hey, Durant, eat it. But, Jay, talking about Durant, do you got any sports for us?
Well, you know, the MLB is starting up a couple of weeks here. And then, but like, okay, Jay, is 60, okay, you're a big baseball guy, right? So is 60 games, like, is it worth it just to get baseball back on the field?
Guys are talking about parking, like 182 games. It's like, bitch, it's 162. And is that enough? Yeah. It's plenty. I love it. You know why?
Just to get it back. Just to get it back.
Okay, well, we're 60. I'll take 60. Am I happy about 60?
Yeah.
No. I don't determine shit, dude.
But it's better than nothing.
But they're like, oh, well, the players have to play harder and they have to do. What the fuck are you talking about? It's not that.
I heard the same thing. People are like, oh, well, with the shorter schedule, everyone will play balls out all the time.
Dude, why? We're not waiting for balls out. I mean, anyone that loves the game is not looking for balls out. You know what I mean? They're looking for the team that made it do that fucking decathlon, that do that fucking big thing.
Baseball's a different sport. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And they're turning it into a sprint.
I sat on a team that lost twice in the World Series. Jay, you were there. I didn't say much.
Now, you were very quiet. You know why? All the time. Because
that whole 162 of following them, listening to him, following every player's stats and all that shit, it didn't give me a raise in my job, dude. So all I did was break my heart. And then I had fucking guys that...
You can't live and die with every game in baseball. There's too many to you.
Back and forth. Like, too many.
Okay. Let's take the Angels. Angels always get out to a fast start. And then the Angels fans are like, oh, this is our year. Yeah. This is our year. Yeah. And then what would you always say? Hey, give it 2 weeks.
Yeah, my trial. My trial. You should win fucking 60 games alone because that guy's knocking in 4. But you know who we got? A kid named Cody Bellinger. I don't give a fuck about the Angels anymore. You know? LeBron's gonna win it.
The Los Angeles
Dodgers are gonna win it. And the LA Galaxy, who gives a fuck about them? But anyways, this is the end of fucking Jibber Jabber, guys. If you guys ever want to get in touch with us, we're at jibberjabber _podcast on Instagram, and get to us. This is me, Jay. What do you got to say?
Hey, I'll say it. That's jibberjabberpodcast _, and make sure you go on Instagram, follow us, send us messages, what you guys want to hear, what you guys want to talk about.
Yeah, and if you want your wife's pictures, just kidding. Anyways, guys, we'll talk to you later. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.